We actually have published updates to the content, to the help content, and so install those updates to get the latest content on your local machines.
Okay.
That's a big thing. Because actually one of the things that we learned from our focus groups was that most people install MSDN that they get with their Visual Studio install, and we heard from just a lot of people that even though they have an MSDN subscription, they don't install the subsequent releases. And we understand that it takes a while to do that and everything, and we're working on that to make that better, but periodically, I mean, you know, at least once a year or something, you know, install that updated CD on your local machine because there are corrections and things in there.
So the MSDN Universal Disk then has fixes to the help system.
It has fixes. Well, they're not fixes to the help system. They're updated content.
Okay.
So it's just more recent topics, you know, like if errors were found or something.
Right.
But we are doing, separately from that, we are doing downloadable content updates. And so you can go up to the Visual Studio Dev Center.
Okay.
And you can download just content updates. So that way, if you don't have a subscription to MSDN, you can still get updated. It's not updated MSDN library, but it's the updated Visual Studio documentation topics.
Okay, and so
as you know, somebody who's bought Visual Studio, you want to get that content even if you don't have an MSDN subscription.
Okay.
So definitely check that out.
Okay.